I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Oregon is unique among states in having created a funding model for the arts, heritage, and humanities through the Oregon Cultural Trust. Via tax credits, the trust supports statewide partners, tribal and county coalitions, and qualified cultural nonprofits. With me in the KLCC studios are Eileen Schreiner, trust manager for the Oregon Cultural Trust, and Pamela Kwan, director of the Disorient Asian American Film Festival of Oregon, which just earned a grant from the Lane County Cultural Coalition. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Well, Eileen, give us a brief overview of how this tax credit works.
The way that the Cultural Trust works is that first I make a contribution to a nonprofit like KLCC, and then I can make a matching gift to the Cultural Trust. So when I say match, what does that mean? Well, it could be a one-to-one match. So let's say I gave $100 to KLCC, I can make a $100 gift to the Oregon Cultural Trust. Now, why would I do that? Because now I'm out $200. Well, the way that the Cultural Trust was set up is that $100 that you gave to the Oregon Cultural Trust, you get back as a tax credit. And then what the Oregon Cultural Trust does with that $100 is we re-grant it out across the state. So we give it out in direct grants to nonprofits around Oregon. We make sure that every county in Oregon and every federally recognized tribe receives annual funding to support community cultural work. And then we also give funding to the state's agencies like the Oregon Arts Commission, the Oregon Historical Society, those institutions that really play a profound role in our culture's vitality in Oregon. So it's a way of Oregonians contributing to the whole and also seeing the return that you get for that contribution, you know, making sure that your local theater group gets its funding every year from funders like the Oregon Arts Commission, or you get your heritage grant to rebuild your barn from the Oregon Heritage Commission. The trust is a way that all of that can happen by Oregonians participating in this cultural tax credit program.
And explain a little bit more about your relationship with, say, the Lane County Cultural Coalition.
When the state created the Cultural Trust, there was pretty strong recognition that oftentimes it's local communities who know where money should be spent. They're familiar with the cultural nonprofits that are serving their community. And so this concept of cultural coalitions was created. And it's essentially a group of volunteers who agree to receive funding every single year from the Cultural Trust and to re-grant it to local community organizations. It's a wonderful way of ensuring that smaller organizations who may not have someone on staff to write grants, but who's still doing really important work in the community, have access to funding to support their work and to increase their capacity as they grow.
Let's look at how a case of that specifically applies locally. Pamela, what are the aims of the Disorient Asian American Film Festival of Oregon?
To give an honest portrayal of the diversity of Asian American and Pacific Islander voices, using film as art to heal, to share stories, and to inspire creativity. The highlight of the festival is really the Q&As that happen. We bring filmmakers, directors, and actors and writers to the screenings, and we have very enlightening and powerful discussions right after the screenings.
Other than receiving the money from the Lane County Cultural Coalition, did it give you any perspectives on the value of the Oregon Cultural Trust or the Lane County Cultural Coalition?
I have a whole new value for what that brings to our community, because really it's the arts that draw communities together. When there are events that draw you together, then you can find ways to collaborate, support each other, and work with and for each other.
Eileen, why do you think no other state has emulated this model?
I think that part of it is our ethos in Oregon. When we recognize that something's a priority, we take steps to support it, and we do it in a way that sometimes is innovative and really depends on Oregonians participating in it to make it worthwhile. Every time an Oregonian participates in the cultural tax credit, they're essentially voting with their dollars to say, I support this fund that I decide how much I want to give to and that I think is important in the impact that it makes. So it's very much tied to the will of taxpayers in Oregon in terms of how robust of a program this is. And I kind of think that that says something about the state, and it says something about the way we like to do things here.
Eileen Schreiner, Trust Manager of the Oregon Cultural Trust, and Pamela Kwan, Director of the Disorient Asian American Film Festival of Oregon, a recipient of a Lane County Cultural Coalition grant this year. The Disorient Film Festival will be held in April in Eugene. For more information on the Oregon Cultural Trust and Lane County Cultural Coalition, culturaltrust.org and laneculture.net, LCCC's annual grant award ceremony is at the Jazz Station in Eugene on Wednesday, December 13th at 5:30 p.m. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.